feel like I'm dying.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
You're listening to Audible Sounds on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Good afternoon, you're listening to Audible Sounds. Thank you so much for tuning in. And who was that opening track, I hear you ask? Why, that was the Mighty Redox with Why Wait. Today on the show, we got a bit of a grab bag for you. These are the best tracks I could dig up on Bandcamp this week. We got some space rock, some operatic psych pop, as well as some Anatolian Space Caravan for you. And a little later on, we're going to get into some spoken word poetry, just for the hell of it. And that's all right here on Audible Sounds.
If my love can bind your heart, and there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough.
At cisa.gov/secureourworld. Casino!
Is a national, daily, independent, award-winning news program.
Democracy Now!
Hosts real debates between people who substantially disagree. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. You're listening to Audible Sounds, and to quickly recap, that was Gods by Matonics and Synthic. Before them, we had TikTok by Wave Wolf, featuring Monica Young. And before them, we had a double dose of P.P. Arnold with Angel of the Morning and Peace of My Heart. For our next track, we got Lalome with Alcran. I hope you enjoy. I used to be afraid of rattlesnakes when I was a kid. Their teeth, their shed skin, like the dress of some impatient mistress. And most of all, the rattle. The desert's bell tower, the reminder that it is you for whom the bell tolls. In second grade, I worried a snake would crawl under my bed and eat me while I slept. Or slither in through some open pipe, or hide in my mother's purse. My teacher instructed me that I should not be afraid of anything I can crush with my own two hands. It was the first time I was told the great lie of the dominant species. Safe equals kill. A few years ago, I held a snake in my hands. My teacher was right. I learned that in order to avoid provoking the snake, you must hold it gently,
the way you'd hold your own child. I can look at them now, watch them unhinge their own jaw, swallow a living thing whole. Some days I feel proud, like a parent watching their child. I am no longer scared of things I can crush, snakes. Understand the size of my fear, bumblebees, my terror metrics, black widows. But I still lie restless some nights, with no beds to look under, no open pipes to check. Still fear things that can unlock their jaw, swallow me whole. Consumption does not always happen through the mouth. Loneliness will not puncture my skin, but wait under some rock in the front yard. The coiled hose, the fence that's been sitting dilapidated for weeks. Will I ever be good enough? Can wait in the grass as long as it needs to. It will not strike, but I can see its eyes blink back in the dark. I will never feel that love again is a pit of toothless garden snakes that will not give me the respect of their jaws, just their incessant presence against my skin. I'm not afraid of snakes anymore, but I keep lying awake in the clutches of things I cannot hold back, listening to their faint rattle, like a child's plaything, a ravenous familiarity, nothing to be afraid of.
Of the mind. Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, place of worship, or other chosen groups. Communities can provide support when you need it, including helping your kids avoid underage drinking and other substance use. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
It still makes no sense. Indian rollers in. Fass mich an den Arm. Heute Heiland.
And put it in park on Joe's Garage Radio. Monday night starting at 7 p.m. Shift into gear as we dust off the vinyls, rewind the tapes, and polish the CDs. Playing the best and some forgotten tracks from legendary artists and new releases from rising stars. From punk to funk, reggae to rock, get your motor running on Garage Radio. Monday nights at 7 p.m. only on 88.3 WRCT. You're listening to Audible Sounds, and all the way from Bottrop, Germany, that was Interlaken Tapes, with two tracks off of the album simply numbered 2. That was Wake Me Up and High, spelled H-A-I. And before him, we had Chicago artist Sukadeya with The Truth. And before her, we had some spoken word poetry from Phil K, performing Rattlesnake. Coming up next, things are getting spacey. From Paris, France, here's Sababa 5.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. is a mammal. It has warm blood and body hair. If it was a female, it could bear live young. If it was a female, so much might be different. It might not write this poem at all, but one more joyful and emotionally robust, less clinical and with more references to laughing and tasting and touching, which this body knows other bodies enjoy. Maybe, but it's hard to say for sure. This body has moments of mind blindness and finds it difficult to assume voices not its own. I used to picture this body as a submarine, with me in a captain's suit staring out through periscopic eyes while crewmen oiled the machinery of the muscles and stoked the engine of my heart. I pictured hands like trash collectors, a stomach like a quartermaster, and me in my captain's suit staring out at the world. And I guess Captain Me pictured himself as a spaceship. And inside that, a lighthouse. And inside that, a tree fort. Until all the way down, the smallest me just pictured himself as existing. And the whole thing grew up from that. But this body doesn't think that anymore. It knows that it's made not of coal-age adventurers, but muscles and tendons and 206 bones, one broken. It knows it has a brain, not at all like a naval bridge or a council chamber, because if it was, it would be hollow, and this body would be paralyzed, in a coma, with its mother tearfully pulling the cord from the respirator, screaming, "Why did we let him put a naval bridge in his brain?" No, this body is a vehicle only for the robotic gene spreading through it and convincing it to have sex, a mission with which they've been successful in a chain of other, older bodies dating back to a self-replicating molecule in some horrible ocean. And the total information content of these robots is 800 megabytes, so this body is the last boxcar in a 3 billion year long train designed to carry to the presence the contents of a single compact disc. This body is no mystic. It knows that it's made only of the food and poisons it ingests, and as much as it misses its poison sometimes, it is trying to eat healthier. It never misses breakfast. It misses every other meal besides breakfast, except for ones it substitutes with more breakfast. This body is made not of magic, but of breakfast. This body is de-scrambled eggs. And I used to picture this body as a lantern, and that by being more brilliant, I might make it shine brighter, to seek out other lanterns in the distance. Together, we could throw light on the darkness between us, the darkness that was death, the darkness that was not being this body. But this body doesn't think that anymore. It knows there's a difference between making a friend and surviving death, unless that friend happens to be Jesus, according to Jesus. And likely it developed this theory when it was running low on friends, but the point remains, this body is lonely at times. Lonely for touch and easily confused. It's not to be trusted to self-report its emotional state. It's too easily tricked by short-term runs and random acts of chemical. Ultimately, it lacks a frame of reference for talking about this body, and sure, you might suggest a mirror. But then this poem would be about a mirror, and this body is not a mirror, nor a glassy pond, nor a window at night. The closest thing would perhaps be a mirage, but this body is no mirage. It feels too much of its own weight, its own worries, its own words, sometimes feeling too much a part of it to possibly be true, but like a factory on stilts, it's somehow built to carry them to you.
WRCT is supported by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit. Available in over 95 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, then you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. You're listening to Audible Sounds, and that was poet Steve Curry performing De-Scrambled Eggs, a poem that originally aired on the Indie Feed podcast. And before him, we had Italian artist Daniel Baldilli with Galaxia. This is our final track playing beneath me, also from Italy. This is Neo Primitivi with their song Su Globo d'Argento, or On the Silver Globe.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, thank you all so much for listening to Audible Sounds. Before we go, just a reminder that you can catch the show every Monday at 4 p.m. right here at 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh.